Law 21, the Law of Legacy. A leader's lasting value is measured by succession. What do you want people to say at your funeral? That may seem like an odd question, but it may be the most important thing that you can ask yourself as a leader. Most people never consider it. And that's not good, because if they don't, their lives and leadership can take a direction different from that of their greatest potential and impact. If you want your leadership to really have meaning, you need to take into account the law of legacy. Why? Because a leader's lasting value is measured by succession. Clare Boothe Luce, the writer, politician, and ambassador, popularized the idea of the life sentence, a statement summarizing the goal and the purpose of one's life. When I started in my career in the late 1960s, my life sentence could have been expressed as, I want to be a great pastor. Several years later, as I worked and realized my shortcomings as a speaker, my sentence changed to be, I want to be a great communicator. For more than a decade, improving my speaking skills became a major focus. However, when I reached my early 30s, I realized that if all I ever did was speak, my impact would always be limited. There are only so many days in a year and so many people who would come to an event to hear you. I wanted to reach more people than that. That's when I decided I want to be a great writer. But when I reached my 40s, my focus changed again. And that's when I decided I want to become a great leader. I wanted to build and lead organizations that could make a difference. I've discovered that at every stage of my life, I've grown and my world has gotten bigger. As the result, my life sentence has changed. When I was in my late 50s, I thought about all of the previous statements I had embraced, and I realized that they all had a common denominator, adding value to others. That was really my desire. I wanted to be an effective pastor, communicator, writer, and leader so that I could help people. Now that I've turned 60, I finally settled on the life sentence that I believe will serve me the rest of my days. When they hold my funeral, I hope I will have lived a life that prompts people to know why I was here. And they won't have to guess at it. My sentence is, I want to add value to leaders who will multiply value to others. Why is it so important to pay attention to your life sentence? Because your life sentence not only sets the direction for your life, but it also determines the legacy that you will leave. We have a choice about the legacy we will leave, and we must work and be intentional to leave the legacy we want. Most people simply accept their lives. They don't lead them. I believe people need to be proactive about how they live, and I believe that is especially true of leaders. A legacy lives on in people, not things. Too often leaders put their energy into organizations, buildings, systems, or other lifeless objects. But only people live on after we are gone. Everything else is temporary. There's often a natural progression to how leaders develop the area of legacy, starting with the desire to achieve. Achievement comes when they do big things by themselves. Success comes when they empower followers to do big things for them. Significance comes when they develop leaders to do great things with them. Legacy comes when they put leaders in position to do great things without them. Just about anybody can make an organization look good for a moment by launching a flashy new program or product, drawing crowds to a big event, or slashing the budget to boost the bottom line. But leaders who leave a legacy take a different approach. They take the long view. Author, educator, and theologian Elton Trueblood wrote, "We have made at least a start in discovering the meaning in human life when we plant a shade tree under which we know full well we will never sit." The best leaders lead today with tomorrow in mind by making sure that they invest in leaders who will carry their legacy forward. Why? Because a leader's lasting value is measured by succession. That is the law of legacy.